Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet. We begin four lines from the Taf Mem Dalet Omed Aleph, reminding ourselves that yesterday we had a statement that Rabbi Avohu had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Kol Yisur Mishibetorah, all things that are awesome in the Torah, ain't had to mitzarf l'isser. We don't find that you can combine to make the shear of isser, combining half the shear of heter with half the shear of isser to make a total shear of isser. One exception, Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan had said, chutz me isurei nazir, except when they're dealing with a nazir who's not allowed to have a kezias of the grape products. And in that situation, we said, based upon the pasuk, which says mishras, where it means basically that the two are intertwined together, they're infused one with the other. So then, even though you have only half a shear, let's say, of wine, and you have it mixed in with bread, so you dip the bread into the wine, and you have half of a kezias of bread and a half of a kezias of wine, in that situation, the two combine. That was the statement Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan had said. Ziri had added on some other things. Today we're dealing with Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan that said it only applies in that situation. So we begin four lines from the top, Nem Dalet Omed Aleph, with the words, Yosef Ravdimi. Ravdimi was sitting and learning, and he said, V'kama lo l'hosh maisa, he said over this member of Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And Abaye questioned him about this. Amalei Abaye l'Ravdimi. Abaye said to Ravdimi, really? V'chol Yisur Shebetorah ain't het mitzdav l'isser? Is this an exception to the rule that Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan told us? That it's only in that case because of the pasuk Mishras that we can combine heter and isser to make the total shear of isser? But I'll show you that that's not true. Because V'otnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Tfu Yom, HaMikvah Shol Truma. Rashi explains that a mikvah is a tafshul kofui va'ov. It's a dish, some sort of cooked dish, that is very thick consistency, and it's a thick type of material. Rashi says that it's kagon daisa, like a porridge. So you have a thick oatmeal type of a dish, and you add to it certain spices, such as shum, garlic, and shemen, oil. Now, these are three components here. You have the grains, the shemen, the oil, and the tavlin, the spices. Now, you have over here this mikvah, the grains itself, the daisa itself, is made out of truma. Products are truma. The shum and the shemen, the oil and the spices, however, the garlic, that's a specific spice over here, was made from chulin. So you have a mixture here of truma and chulin. Now, in regards to eating it, obviously only a kohen is allowed to eat it. But the Naga Tfu Yom B'miktsosin, a Tfu Yom touched only part of this entire daisa, part of this dish. Now, when a Tfu Yom, who is considered like a sheni, the Tfu Yom is a person, let's say, touched the sherets, he went to the mikvah, and now he's waiting nightfall. So there are certain kulos that apply to a Tfu Yom as opposed to a person who's tamei. For example, he's allowed to eat maisa sheni. He can't eat truma, but he's allowed to eat maisa sheni. In regards to Tumah and Tara, the rabbis gave him the status of being like a sheni. And therefore, if he touches Truma, he'll make it into a Shlishi, because there is a level of Shlishi by Truma. However, if he touches Chulin, there is no level of Shlishi by Chulin, and therefore, he has no impact upon touching something that's Chulin. So, in this situation, if he were to have touched the Shum and the Shemen before they went into this Daisa, into this porridge, into this mixture, so then, in this situation, they would not become tummy. And then if you subsequently put them in there, they wouldn't in any way change the status of this dish, even though there's truma inside. If he touches the truma by itself, so then he makes the truma into a shlishi. But what happens here when you have this mixture? So the Mishnah in Tfu Yom tells us, V'noga Tfu Yom b'miktsos, and the Tfu Yom touched part of them, lav dafka, that he touched the actual truma grains that were in there. He could have touched just the shum or the tavlin that are mixed in, the shum or the oil that are mixed in. So pasal as kulin, the entire dish is considered like a shlishi. It is all considered truma. The majority ingredient is the daisa, is the grains of this porridge, and therefore the whole thing becomes tummy like a shlishi. However, if it was the other way around, if the mikvah, if the daisa itself, the grains themselves were from chulin, and it was only the shum and the shemen shel truma, in this situation, the Naga Tfu Yom B'miktsosin, and the Tfu Yom touched them, so he didn't touch the whole thing, he only touched part of it. So, Lo Posal Elamoko Mago Bovad, he only makes Tame as a Shlishi, that area that he actually touched. The rest of it, however, stays Tahar. Now, The question is why? So in the Beis Medrash, they asked about this Mishnah in Tuyom. They said, Marko Mago Amai Psula. Based upon the principle of us saying, what is the most important ingredient? The daisa, the grains are the most important ingredient. So if the grains are truma, the whole thing is considered truma. So one should have said, if the grains are chulin, the whole thing is considered like chulin. The shemen and the shum should be botel to the grains. So how come they're still able to become tummy if you touched part of them? They should be nullified. They should be batel to the rest of the chulin porridge. So Marko Mago Amai Psula. These spices, the oil and the garlic, they should become batel. So even though they were truma, they should become nullified, and therefore they shouldn't be able to become a shlishi l'tumah. That's the Gemara's question. That's what Abaye asked Rav Dimi. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, to get around this problem. So the Gemara says, now Rabbeinu Chananel points out that in fact the gears here is the Omar that Rabbi Bar Chana says Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, which actually is the actual gears that we have in the Gemara in Nazir, which has this parallel discussion there, and that's critical because we're trying to schlug up Rabbi Avohu on Rav Yochanan. So it's critical for us to bring down that this statement is made in the name of Rav Yochanan. So Rabbeinu Chananel actually has it Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, and that's the actual gears in the Gemara in Nazir. So, my Tom, how come in this situation we say that even though the majority ingredient is chulin, nevertheless, the area that you touch is going to be a tful yom, touching it is going to make it into a shlishi and make it posel? Again, we use the terminology posel when something is tummy but can't transmit further. Truma can't go beyond the shlishi, so that's why you say it's posel. It means it's tummy, just can't transmit it further. So, my Tom, why is this applicable here? Because if a non-Kohen, a Zar, were to go and eat this, and he ate a kizayis of it, he would get malchus for eating truma in the shear of a kizayis. Now, there wasn't the shear on the surface, there wasn't the shear here of a kizayis of the truma. So therefore, don't you see that you can be mitzarev, the truma and the heter together, the chulin and the truma can combine together to make the shear of truma, even though it's not physically the full shear of truma. That's what Abai is now going to say. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? Isn't it that you're saying in this situation that it has a status of being possible because it would have the status, if you ate it, of being mechayiv? So, lav mishum de heter mitzarf l'iser. How could that be other than saying that heter is mitzarf l'iser? So you see, it's not just mishras, it's not just the drasha that Rabbi Avohu said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's a specific, unique din only by Nazir because of the word mishras. No, it's a general rule. Heter is mitzarf l'iser to make the shear. So that's the question that Rav Dimi was asked by Abaye. So Rav Dimi says, no, lo, you're incorrect. My kizayis, when we said over here that it's mitzarif to make it a kizayis, ho v'zor loka, alayim b'chizayis, you know why? Because the ikah kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Because there actually would be, if you ate this in the shear of a k'dei achilas pras, which we've mentioned many times, a certain amount of food, that the isurim have to be eaten within that period of time. Again, it's somewhere between 2 and maybe up to 9 minutes or so. Average shear of about 4 or 5 minutes is the amount of time that it takes to eat this certain pras, which is a half of a meal. Major machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam throughout Shas as to whether this turns out to be 3 eggs or 4 eggs. Based upon the full loaf over here, this is a pras. The full loaf had either 6 or 8 eggs. So in any event, he says, no, they didn't mitzarif this part of the kizayis to part of the kizayis, part of the kizayis of chulin with part of the kizayis of truma, and that's why chayiv, it's not hetem mitzarif l'iser. You know what it is? Deika kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. There's actually, when you eat this, and you eat it within the sheer time of a k'dei achilas pras, within this 2 to 9 minute period of time, so there is actually a sheer of a kizayis of the shum, or of the shemen. And therefore, that's why you chayiv, because you ate a kizayis within k'dei achilas pras. So therefore, Rav Dimi says, you can't bring me a raya from here that heter is mitzarif l'iser. Abaye says, no, that's not right. Are you telling me kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din daraisi? And that's why you're saying in this situation he would be hoel v'zor lo ka'alein b'chazayis? You only get malchus if it's an issa daraisa. Are you telling me over here this shir of a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din daraisa? So Amalei, Rav Dimi says, absolutely, it is a din daraisa. Abaye says, that's not right. If that were true, So yesterday we had a machlokes regarding, do you darshan the word kol, and then sometimes we said, even if you don't dash the word kol, we said you dashing ki kol, in regards to some of the dinim of kares by chametz, and some of the dinim of alav by kares. So, in yesterday's shiur, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer darshan the X word kol, and said that if a person would eat the kutach habavli, which has inside of it chametz, and if he would eat this on Pesach, he would in fact get malchus, because of the extra word kol, coming to darshan that even a tarovus of chametz is included. However, the Chacham disagreed with him. But if what you're saying is true, Abaye says to Ravimi, that this is an issa deraisa of kizayis bechtei achilas pras, so ihochi amai pligi rabbanon aleid Rabbi Eliezer bekutach habavli, then it has nothing to do with the drush of kol. Everybody should agree that if you're eating this kizayis bechtei achilas pras, so then you should be chayiv. Ravimi says, well, wait a second. Elamai, according to you, when we just learned that Rabba Bar Barchana said, Hol v'zor loka alein v'chazayis, in that situation, are you telling me, Mishum dehetim etzarav l'isser, you're telling me that the reason is because you're saying it's hetim etzarav l'isser, so then, even according to you, so, am I pleading your Rabbanon, lay the Rabbi Elazar b'kutach habavli. So still, what difference does it make whether you learn it out from Kol, or whether you learn it out from this case that Rabba Bar Barchana told us, that hetim is etzarav l'isser? The bottom line is, so, there shouldn't be any argument, because if you're telling me that heter is mitzvah l'issa, you still have the same problem. So according to you, you still have a problem. Why did the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Eliezer? Elo, what must you say that in the case of the kutach habavli, elo hanach l'kutach habavli, that's an exception to the rule. Why? The les be'kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Because there isn't that much chametz over there that you'd be overeating a kizayis of chametz in the k'dei achilas pras of this kutach habavli. It's a dip. So let's say the guy's a crazy guy. This guy, he's crazy. He eats ketchup, right? This is a dip. So he just has ketchup by itself, and he eats a kezayis of ketchup within the kedei achilas pras. He eats a kezayis of this kutach habavli within the kedei achilas pras. So he's a meshugada. But l'dayte, it's a kolada. So the fact that he happens to do this, that's still not called achila. So therefore, nobody in normal situation eats a kezayis of the chametz that's in the kutach habavli within the shir of kedei achilas pras. Are you going to tell me he's dipping it? V'mishtar koshotar yochel. And you're talking about he just dips a little bit in the ketchup. He dips a little bit in the skutach habavli. So then, let's bake his eyes with the echel's ras. That's why you're not chayav. Because you don't have the shear of this kizayis of the actual chametz b'chdei achilas pras. That's why the chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer. Abaye tries again. Esrei, he again asks Rav Dimi the following shayla. Shtei kederus. We have a famous discussion in a brisa, which is brought down many times. We had this relatively recently in the Daf Yomi as well. And the brisa states, if you have two kederus, two dishes that you're cooking, one of them is pure chulin, one of them is pure truma. Now, lifneihem shtei medochos, and in front of them, you're about to add to each of these dishes some chopped up stuff that you had inside this mortar, and you chopped it up. There were tavlin inside. Now, one of the tavlin in one of the meduchos was chulin, achas shel chulin, the other one, the achas shel truma. Now, you intended to go put the chulin inside the chulin dish and the truma inside the truma dish, mistama. Now, the naflu elu l'soch elu. But it went in without your knowing it. One went into one and one went into the other. The other one into the other. So now you have two possibilities here. 50-50 chance that the chulin went into the chulin dish, or 50-50 chance the chulin went into the truma dish, and vice versa for the truma spices. A 50-50 chance that they went into the truma dish, and a 50-50 chance that they went into the chulin dish. So what do we do now in halacha? So this brisa tells us mutarim. We have the right to say that both of them are permissible. In other words, the truma is pure truma, and the chulin has no truma mixed in with it. It's pure chulin. Shani Yomer, we have the right to halachically say truma l'soch truma naflu, v'chulin l'soch chulin naflu. Then in this situation, we're allowed to say that the truma spices from this meducha, mistama went into the truma kedera, and the chulin spices from the other meducha, mistama went into the other kedera, which was made only of chulin. Now, how come you have a right to say this? According to you, Abaye says to Rav Dimi, you're telling me that this is a halacha l'moshe misinai. You're telling me that this is a din daraisa. That Rabba Barbar Chana is telling us that heter mitzdarav l'iser is an iser daraisa. So therefore, why should you be allowed to go and make this assumption? When you're dealing with a din d'rabbanon, you're allowed to say, hey mamru, hey mamru. You can say, well, they said that this is only an iser mid d'rabbanon, so therefore, we're allowed to go say, therefore we're not instituting a concern about heter mitzarif litzer by this din d'rabbanan. But if it's a din d'araisa, v'yamres, kizayis b'chnei achilas pras, it's a din d'araisa, so then, amai amrinan, what do we have the right to say? Shani omer, truma l'soch, truma v'chule, that the truma fell into the truma, the chulin fell into the chulin. It's a din d'araisa. And if heter mitzarif litzer is a din d'araisa, how can I dismiss it? How can I ignore it? Since it says that you're allowed to do this, it must be that heter is not mitzarif litzer by a din d'araisa. So Rav Dimi says, no, Amalei, no, Hanach l'trumas tavlin d'rabbanon. This is a din d'rabbanon, because what is the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisis on tavlin? So, according to many, the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisis is only on the Zion Minim, the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. Others say, no, it goes on all fruits as well. But the tavlin, these spices that you ground up, that is definitely only a din d'rabbanon that you have to take off truma. Oh, but the din d'rabbanon. Hey, Mamru, that you have to take off Shumas and Maisers, and hey, Amru, and they said, but if it falls into a Tyrovus like this, we're not going to say that Heter is Mitzarev L'Isser, and you can just make this assumption, Shani Omer. Bai tries again. What about the following Braisa? Also something that we had in a number of places recently. Very similar scenario. If you have Shtei Kupos, again, you have two containers. Acha Shel Chulin, one of them has Chulin inside of it, let's say grain. The Acha Shel Truma, and the other one has Truma inside of it, that grain of Truma. And lifneim shtei soim, and in front of them you have two smaller containers that contain a soim grain as well. One of them achas shel chulin, and the achas shel truma, and the other one is truma. So one of them, these smaller saw containers in front of these larger kupos. Kupos is a larger container, saw is a smaller container. So you have, again, very similar to the pots and the tavlin that we just had in the meducha. You have two larger containers, one containing all truma and the other one containing all chulin. And then you have two smaller containers that have the same grain inside of them, one containing truma and one containing chulin. And now they got mixed up together. The smaller saw fell into the larger kupa each time. So you have in Aflu Elu Sochelu, one of the saws, we don't know which one, was it the Truma or the Chula one, fell into a kupa, and the other one fell into the other kupa. So we don't know. 50-50 chance. Did the Truma saw fall into the kupa of Truma? And then everything is good, it's all Truma. And in that scenario, the Chulin saw fell into the kupa of Chulin, or vice versa. Did the saw of Truma fall into the Chulin kupa, and did the saw of Chulin fall into the Truma kupa? So what's the halacha mutarin? Again, we're allowed to assume the best case scenario. Shani Omer, we are allowed to say, Mistama, the Chulin saw fell into the soch Chulin kupa noflu, and the Truma saw the soch Truma kupa nofla. We're allowed to make that assumption. But again, Abaye says to Radimi, how come you're allowed to make this assumption? Maybe you're telling me Heter is mitzarev l'iser, is a din daraisa, the yamres kizayis b'chdei achilas pras daraisa. So amai aminon, shani omer, how do you have the right to say this? If Heter is mitzarev l'iser and a din daraisa, so then we can't just dismiss it. So again, Rav Dibi gives the same terrors that he gave before. Amalei, he says, hanach l'truma b'smanazeh, leave truma alone b'smanazeh. It's not a chiyuv daraisa b'smanazeh, nebuch, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There are opinions that say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was lost, and therefore there is no chiyuv to take truma b'smanazeh. Aye, the rabbi said, go and take truma b'smanazeh, so we shouldn't forget the din of truma. So therefore, it's a din d'rabbanan, heim amru, that you have to take off truma. So therefore, heim amru, that you're allowed to say, shani omer in this situation. So Abaye was not able to slug up the statement that Rav Dimi made that he brought down from Rabbah Bar Bar Chana that was brought down to explain Amar Rav Yevoh, Amar Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara continues discussing this concept of Mishras. We said that the din that we brought down yesterday from Rabbi Eliezer that says that is the exception to the rule of Hetim Mitzarev L'Isser. So Gemara says, V'hai Mishras, L'hochi U'di'osa, is this idea, the word Mishras, there to teach me that only in this situation is Heter Mitzarev L'Isser? I need the word Mishras to teach me something else. Hai mi boile l'chetetanya. I need the word Mishras to teach me what it says in the following Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Mishras, it tells me this pasuk Mishras by Nazi returned to Mem Dalet Amud Beis is needed to teach us a famous halachic principle in the dinim of Tarovis of mixtures, and that is litein tam ki ikar. Now, tam implies just the taste of an item, and the taste of an item doesn't have mamoshes to it. It doesn't have real active substance to it. And this is called taste, tam. And this word mishras comes to tell us, lahalocha, that the taste of something is considered ki'ikor. It's considered as if it's substantive. It's considered as if it actually has inside of it actual mamish item rather than just taste. The taste is considered halachically like substance. And therefore, the ramifications of that are, she'im sharo anavim b'mayim, if you soaked grapes in water, and the water becomes flavored now with the grape juice, the yesh b'em tam yayin, if you take this water, you can detect the grape juice taste in it, the tam is in this water, so then, chayev, a nazir would be chayev, if he were to go and drink this water, that would be considered that he drank grape juice. And that, of course, is also for a nazir, and he would be chayev. He would get malchus for doing so if he ate it in the shir. And this is a din that we learn after Mishras, we can learn it out to the rest of the Torah Kula. The tam is ke'ikr, we learn it out from here, and we learn it out to the rest of the Torah. See from here that the juice that the water soaked up from the grapes, it's only tam, there's no substance there, yet it has the status of being ikr, and we learn this out to all cases in the Torah, the tam ke'ikr. Mikana todon l'chol Torah kula. Why is that? Because uman nazir, nazir is a din. Sheini suro isrolim. A nazir, stam naziris is shloshim yom. So the nazir is going to be done with his naziris in 30 days. So this isser of not being able to drink the zogim, the chatzanim, and the grapes, and the grape juice, etc., is not an isser permanently. It's only an isser for 30 days. Let's say stam naziris 30 days, or whatever amount, more than 30 days. He chose 6 months, 2 months, a year. It's non-permanent. It's not an isuro isser olim in general. And then isuro isra na. And likewise, there's no isra na. He's allowed to take grapes and use them to make grape juice and sell the grape juice. Not maybe a smart idea, but there's no isra in using the grape juice and getting hana from them. He can sell his grapes. He owns grapes. He's allowed to sell them. So the only isra is for him to eat them. That's number two. V'yesh hetu lisuro. And there is a way to make this permissible to him. He can be shoel on his naziris. So he goes in front of the beis din. He goes to the Talmud Chacham. And he says, I'm very sorry. If I'd known that I would go crazy by not being able to make Kiddush on Shabbos with grape juice or wine, I never would have made this naziris. Hutulach, hutulach, hutulach. And in this situation, the isser is removed. Yesh hetu lisuro. So even though these three kulas are applicable to a nazir, number one, it's not a permanent isser. Number two, it's not an isser hanah. And number three, there's a heta for the isser. Nevertheless, we say tam ki ikar. So then certainly, if we make in this situation also well tam ki ikar, then by other isurim in the Torah that don't have these leniencies attached to them, for example, kilayim, shisur isur olam, the isser of kilayim, of planting some things together that you're not allowed to plant together, so they become asur forever. They're asur number one forever. They never become mutter. And this isur is not just eating it. The isur is not. You're not allowed to get hanah from it. And furthermore, vein hetel isur, you can't be shoel on this kilayim. You can't undo this kilayim. So all three of those kulas that we saw by naziris don't apply to kilayim. So if the din of tam kikar applies by the kula dika din of nazir, so alachas kama v'kama is going to apply to every other din in the Torah that has these more chumra dika aspects to it, like kilayim has three chumra dika aspects compared to naziris. And therefore, ain't no din, certainly, shiyaseh tam kikar in those situations. So we showed this by kilayim. We'll give you another example. The Gemara says the same thing would apply for din liarla. The same Kal v'chomer, that if it applies to tam kikar, applies to nazir, which has these leniencies, it certainly should apply to arla, which doesn't have all three of the stringencies that kilayim had, but at least b'shtayim, hu adin l'arla b'shtayim. Arla has two of these stringencies. Number one, the arla is going to be a isser hanah, you're not going to get any benefit from it, and v'yesh hetu lisura, there's no way to make those arla grapes arla fruit into heter. It's not a permanent isser because after 3 years there is no isser of arla anymore. Then it's called regular heter fruits. In the fourth year you bring it up to Yerushalayim and treat it like maaser sheni, and after that it's perfectly heter chulin. So therefore, he uses this word mishras to teach me this din of tam kikar. How do you have it available to teach us the din of heter mitzarif leisser by nazir? So Gemara says no. Hamani, whose opinion is this brisa we just brought down that Mishras teaches us Tam Kikar? This is the opinion of the Rabbanan he. The Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, who said that Mishras is coming to teach us this din of Hetim Etzarev Le'Isser, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with the Chachamim that this is the source of Tam Kikar. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva has it available to teach the din of Hetim Etzarev Le'Isser only by Nazir. Now, where do we see that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with this exposition that Tam Ki Ikar is learned out from Mishras? So the Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Akiva, Ilema Rabbi Akiva the Masnisa, and if you're telling me it's the din that Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah Nazir, what is that Mishnah Nazir? Dithnan, Rabbi Kiva said in that Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nazir Shashara Pita B'yayin, if a Nazir dips his bread into wine, and it soaks up the wine into this bread, the Yeshbo Litzarev K'dekizayis, and the total entity, which right now we're seeming to say, is a half a kezias, let's say, of bread and a half a kezias of wine that's soaked up in this bread. So then, chayiv, yeshbol tzav kezias, you're chayiv. So you see clearly that he holds that this hetim mitzarif le'isser, because the bread is perfectly permissible to the nazir, and yet if he has a half a shear of the bread and a half a shear of the wine, we're saying he's chayiv. So clearly, this is the Rabbi Akiva that holds like this statement that we made yesterday, that hetim mitzarif le'isser is learned out from Mishras. So Gemara says, no, who says? Umimai, dimi pas, umiyayin. Who says that there was a half of a kezias of pas and a half of kezias of yayin? And that's why Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah Nazir said that Yechayev. Maybe, Dilma, miyayin l'chude. Maybe it was a shear of the wine alone. So you had a shear of wine that was kezias and a shear of bread that was whatever it was, a kezias also, let's say. Dilma, miyayin l'chude. And therefore, he had a kezias of the shear of wine in the bread, and that's why he was chayiv, not because it was hetim mitzav l'isser, because he ate a kezias of isser. Then you're going to tell me, v'chitema, miyayin l'chudei, mayla memra, then what's the chiddush? If you're going to tell me, well, we know that the din is that if you eat a kezias or revias, whatever the shear is appropriately, here we're talking about kezias because you're dealing with it mixed in with the bread, so it's a solid. So if you're telling me that the shear is kezias, and he ate a kezias, then what's the chiddush? No, the chiddush is, hokam ashulon. I wouldn't have necessarily known that if it's a mixture, a taruvis, and it has a kezias of the iser, that we still consider the iser to be extant enough to make you mechayiv. So the chiddush is, the afogav the taruvis. Even though you have a kezias of iser and a kezias of heter, one might have thought that it's batel somehow. No, the chiddush is that it's not batel. So that's what you need it for. So you can't bring me a raya that this Rabbi Akiva holds hetzim and starf l'isser. This could be that isser in the tyrovis, as long as you have the share of the isser, is still going to make you chayiv. But you can't bring me a raya to hetzim and starf l'isser. Shmuel says, you're right. That's not the Rabbi Akiva. El Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa. It's the statement of Rabbi Akiva, the following Braisa, which says, Beferish, that hetzim and starf l'isser. And what is that, the Tanya? Because we're in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Similar situation, except here he specifies the amounts. Nazir, shashar, pita, b'yayin. If you have a nazir that dipped his challah, he dipped his bread, his pito, into wine. And here it says, V'ochal kezayis mipas umiyayin. And he only ate a kezayis, which half of it was wine, and half of it was pas. Lav dafka that dimensions, that proportion. But he only ate an entire thing of kezayis. So therefore, in this situation, you can't say that he ate the share of wine that would be also for another to eat or drink. And therefore, if you don't say hetim and starv l'isser, he wouldn't be chayiv. And what does the Braisa conclude? Rabbi Akiva says, you're chayiv. Therefore, you clearly see that Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds that hetim and starv l'isser. Gemara says, okay, great. So you're using Mishras according to Rabbi Akiva to teach me hetim and starv l'isser. How does Rabbi Akiva know the din of Tam Ki'ikar? If he's not learning it out like the Chacham do from Mishras, Chacham used Mishras to teach me the general din of Tam Ki'ikar throughout Shas, so then Rabbi Akiva, Tam Ki'ikar Minoli, where does he learn it out from? So Gemara says, Yolif mi basa b'cholav. Rabbi Akiva learns out the concept of tam ke'ikr from the dinam of basa b'cholav. What is that? Why is basa b'cholav together going to be usur? In hanoah, you're not allowed to cook with it, you're not allowed to eat with it, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Isn't it because lav tamo be'almahu? It's only the tam when you're cooking the meat, so the basa is there extant, the milk that you by accident put into the pot, so where is that? You can't see that. It's mixed in. It's just tam. And nevertheless, we say that it's also to have basa b'cholav. So therefore, lav, isn't it because tamo ba'amu, the tam of the cholav, got mixed into the basa? And therefore, here's where you see tam ki'ikar. Others explain, no, that in that situation, the milk is actually be'en. So you can't say that it's just tam. So therefore, they would prefer that you use the example where meat was cooked with milk, and the milk is what you're drinking now and has the flavor of the meat inside. There's certainly no pieces of the milk inside of it. In any event, hachanami lo shna. We see clearly that tam ki'ikar in this situation. And therefore, this is the paradigm for teaching us tam ki'ikar throughout Shas. No. That's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Why did the Chachamim like this? Why did the Chachamim have to learn out from Mishras, the din of Tam Kikar? Why did they learn out from Basa B'Cholav? The Rabbanim, they say you can't learn it out from Basa B'chalav. Why? Basa B'chalav lo gamrinun d'chirishu. Because you can't learn out a din to every place else. You can't use a binyanav to learn out if the din is here like this. It must be this way every place else, unless you have a pasuk or a reason not to, because this is a chiddush. And when you have a chiddush, something that's unique, something that's unusual, you can't learn it and generalize it to every place else. Now, what's unique here? Well, my chiddush, what's the chiddush by Basa B'chalav? Are you going to tell me that, oh, you know what the Chiddush is? Ilema, the Hailuchude, the Basur by itself, is considered Heter Gomer. And the Hailuchude, the milk by itself, is considered Heter Gomer, Shari. And the Chiddush is that while each one alone is perfectly permissible, they're both kosher, only when you mix them, Mahade Adadi, it's Osir. That's unique, that's unusual, that's the Chiddush. So therefore, you can't learn out Tam Kikr to every place else in the Torah. Or says, no, that's not true. It's not so unique. Or says, Kilayim. What about the dinner of Kilayim? You have the same thing. The grapes that you planted are perfectly acceptable. The bread that you planted, the vegetables that you planted, the grain that you planted, they're perfectly permissible. It's only when you grow them together that you have kilayim. So kilayim nami, hailuchudeh v'hailuchudeh. Each of them alone was perfectly heter gomer. The grains that you planted, the grapes that you planted, the vegetables that you planted, each one alone are perfectly heter gomer. But it's only when they're together. Hailuchudeh, hailuchudeh is sharei. And Bahadadi, it's also, and only when they're together are they also. So this is exactly the same as Basa B'chalav. So just like by Kilayim, it's not such a big deal. It's not a chiddush to say that even though each of them alone is heter, when they're mixed together, they become also. So too, by Basa B'chalav, even though each one alone is heter, it's when they're mixed together that it's also. Shmuel says, you're right. It wasn't the fact that it was heter, luchude, and only hadadi that they're asur. That's not the chiddush. You know what the chiddush of Basa B'chalav did? The Chachamim don't want to use that as the paradigm for learning out throughout Shas, Tam Kikr, and therefore they need the pasuk of Mishras. Because Ella, the torule, if you just soak together the meat in milk, the torule, kuliyoma, even if you did it all day long, b'chalava, you put the meat in the milk and you soaked it there all day long, shari, on a daraisa level, it would be permissible. But it's only bashule, but it's only if you cook it together, bishule osur, the cooking is osur. So here, that's the chiddush, that if they're touching each other, they're soaking in each other, they're not osur, but if you cook them together, they are osur. That is the chiddush, and that's why it's unusual, and that's why you can't generalize it to everything else. The Gemara says, if that's the Rabbanan's reasoning for not liking Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva shouldn't like it either. Rabbi Akiva, nami, bas b'cholav, ba'de chiddushu. So this is taka, a good chiddush. So how can Rabbi Akiva also, he doesn't allow you to generalize from a chiddush to every place else. So taka, bas b'cholav is a chiddush. So likewise, Rabbi Akiva also shouldn't allow you to generalize it. How can you tell me that bas b'cholav is the paradigm to learn out Tam Kikr according to Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, taka, you're right. That's not the source for Rabbi Akiva learning out Tam Kikr throughout Shas. Ella, where does he learn it out from? Yolif, he learns it out from Migi'ulei Nochrim, from containers, pots, that a guy has that are infused with the blios of trefa stuff. Now, what's inside of them is only tam. Again, if there was schmaltz and all sorts of chazer flesh on the pot, of course it would be also. That's mamish. But here, the pot is sparkling clean. If you look at it, it's in, you know, no grease on it, nothing. It's absolutely clean. It just came out of the dishwasher. It's absolutely clean. But there's tam, there's blios inside of it. So are you allowed to use such a pot? No. Giulei Nochrim, lav time of biyamu. It's only tam that's inside of the pots. And nevertheless, we also, you're not allowed to use a goyish pot to make your cholent in. So too, that's Tam Ki Ikar. By Geulei Nachrim, we can generalize that out to the rest of the Torah, Hachanami Lo Shna. So too, this principle of Tam Ki Ikar can be used every place else. That's where Rabbi Kiva gets it from, and therefore, he's left to use Mishras to teach me that Heter it's Mitzdarf Le'Isser. Utaka, this is a good drasha that you should learn it out from Geulei Nachrim, from the utensils that the Nachrim had, that the Tam Ki Ikar is considered Osir, and therefore Tam Kikr throughout Shas should be Osir. Why did the Rabbanan need Mishras to teach you that? Rabbanan, what do they do with this drasha? They say, no, also here too, Giulei Nachrim Nami Chiddushu. There's also Chiddush, and therefore you can't learn it out to the rest of the Torah Kula. What's the Chiddush? Because the Ha Kolnosin Tam Livgam is Mutter. These pots have been around for days and days and days. Any blios inside of them are deteriorated blios. They're going to impart a negative taste. You go cook this in a good chalent, people are going to say, hey, this chalent tastes a little bit funny. It has this negative taste in it. The blios are a tam lifgam. And under normal circumstances, that would be something that's not usser. Tam lifgam is not usser. It's mutter. And therefore, one would have said that you could use the gaisha pots. And we learn out this principle of Tam Lufgam is Mutter, the Gamrina mean Nevela. We learn this out from Nevela. We learn out that if you have a spoiled nevela, so technically it's not also to eat it. It's only edible nevela meat that is also to eat. So therefore, we have this normal principle of tam lifkam is mutter. So too, hacha, it should have been, by the gulei nachum, it should have been mutter, and yet it's osur. So that's the chiddush, that even though it's tam lifkam, it's osur. So that's what the rabbanim don't want to learn out from gulei nachrim, from the kalim of the guy, that you're not allowed to use it, you can't learn out everything, because that's a chiddush, you can't learn out there for tam kikar, and therefore the chacham need mishras to teach me the principle of tam kikar to learn out to every place else. No, this is Taka Guterres. What does Rabbi Kiva do with this? No, Rabbi Kiva, he holds as follows. He holds like the Amor, Rabbi Chia Bered Rabbi Huna, a principle that was attached to him, but it was well known even during the days of the Tanayim. And he said as follows. The Omar, Lo Osra Torah Ela Bikdeira Bas Yoma. When the Torah tells us that you can't use the pots of the Goyim, it means only within 24 hours. Now, we have a rule that within 24 hours, any blios inside of it are actually no Saint Tam Lishvach. They give a tam over here that is a good taste to it. If you've cooked something, it still has a very nice taste in it to the first 24 hours. So these geisha pots, when the Torah says you can't use them, the only issur is for the first 24 hours. That's what Rav Chia Berei de Rav Huna explained. And Rabbi Akiva holds like that concept. Hilkach, therefore, lav dosi tam lufgamu. It's not a chiddush. It's not nosin tam lufgam. It's nosin tam lushvach. It's a positive taste. And therefore, there's no chiddush over here. And yet the Torah says that it's asur. That's because tam ki ikar. And therefore, if we had this dinner, tam ki ikar by Geulei Nachrim, and it's not a chiddush, so Rabbi Kiva learns it out to the rest of the Torah kula. This was such a good teretz, we now throw it back on the Rabbanan. New the Rabbanan. Why don't they hold like this? Why do they need mishras to teach me tam ki ikar? They should be able to learn it out from Geulei Nachrim like Rabbi Kiva did. The Rabbanan, what do they say? They say, even a kedera bas yoma, even a pot that was used within the last 24 hours, within the last 24 hours, nami lo efsha, it's impossible to suggest the lo pavgua purta, that it's at least a little bit of a bad taste, and therefore it's still a chiddush. Nobody wants to cook in a dirty pot. And this pot has blios inside of it, even though the blios may be still, in general, somewhat beneficial or a positive taste within the first 24 hours, they still might impart a negative taste as well. Who wants to eat food that's been out for 24 hours, so to say? And the blios are out there for within the first 24 hours still have a negative component to them as well, even though overall it might be lishvach, but there's enough of a component in it that's tam lufkam, and therefore when the Torah says that it's aser, it's a chiddush, and therefore the Rabbanan hold that you can't go and learn this out in general tam kikra, and they need mishras, as opposed to Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's totally tam lishvach in the first 24 hours, there's no chiddush involved, and therefore I'm able to learn out from Geulei Nachrim tam kikra to all of Shas, and he's left with mishras to be able to teach me heter is mitzdarif le'iser. So now the Gemara asks a very good question. If we're learning out that the din of heter mitzdarif le'iser is a din by mishras by nazir, so why don't we generalize that to the rest of the Torah kula? Amalei Rav Acha brei de Rav Avi l'Ravashi. He says, midirabbanan, from the fact that the Rabbanan learn out tam ki ikar, and they learn it out to the rest of the Torah kula, so why doesn't Rabbi Akiva learn out the din of heter mitzdarif le'iser and learn it out to the rest of the Torah kula as well? The Chachamim, they learn out from Mishras this principle of Tam Kikar, and then they generalize it to the rest of the Torah Kula. So Rabbi Kiva also, Rabbi Kiva Nami, he learns out from the word Mishras that Heter is Mitzdarif Le'iser, so let him go and learn it out. Mishras Leheter Mitzdarif Le'iser, let him learn it out. Mikana Tadon, the Holy Sum Shabbat Torah Kula. So why doesn't he generalize it to the entire Torah? The same way that the Chachamim generalized Tam Ki Ikar for Mishras to the entire Torah, so to Rabbi Akiva should be learning out from this Mishras teaching me that Heter Mitzdarif Le'iser, so it shouldn't only apply to Mishras, it should apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. So Ravashi says, this question with Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avia, asks Ravashi, so Ravashi responds and he says, Amalei, we turn to Memhei Omer Aleph. You don't say that over here, why not? Mishum Dehavi Nazir, because we only make out a general rule. We say a binyanav, you can learn out from one thing to the other, and you can generalize it. That's if you only have it in one place. So the Mestama, the Torah only wrote in one place to teach you to learn it every place else. But as soon as the Torah writes it in a second place, that's essentially saying, I only want it to be applicable in these two places where I wrote it, but don't generalize it. Because if you want to generalize it, just write it in one place. And the fact that the Torah writes it in two places is shteksu m'boin ki echad, u shteksu m'boin ki echad ein milandim. You can't learn out. Now, where is the two places? So Nazir Hodi Amar, the Nazir, that's the din that we just said. You learn it after Mishras that Heter is Mitzvah L'Isser. Where we find that Heter is Mitzvah L'Isser by Chatos, Chatos Mahi, where is that? The Tanya, we learn it in Braisa. The Pasuk tells us in regards to Kachim, Kol Ashiyiga Biv Sora Yikdosh, V'gomer. Whatever touches the meat, Kachim touched the meat of a Chatos, so then it is going to have a certain status to it of the Chatos. Yochal Afilu Abala, I might have thought, even if there was no absorption from the chatus meat into the other meat, nevertheless, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, bivsara, if it just touches bivsara, which means, achi bala bivsara. If I just had the word bivsara, I would say until it got absorbed in there. Yikdosh, when it says the X word yikdosh, that's why we left out the word in parentheses, yikdosh, the first time I read it, because we aren't yet to darshan that word yikdosh. Now we darshan the word yikdosh. Yikdosh, Leos Kamoa, tells me that it should be just like it, no matter what. Shim psula hitipasel. If the other meat that touched the chatas is eaten in different time period than the chatas meat, and once the chatas comes pasel, the other meat becomes pasel as well. And if they're both still edible, so then you have to take it like the stricter din of them. If one can be eaten for one day and one can be eaten only for that day and the following day, so then you have to eat them both within the strictness of the chatas, that you can only eat it for that one day. So here you clearly see that heter is mitzdarf le'isser. The meat that was a heter, a more lenient, is mitzdarf to the meat that has a more stringent status. So therefore, we learn out this principle of heter mitzdarf le'isser by the chatas. And we also learn out the mishras by the nazir. So therefore, shteik suvim bon ki'echad, u'shteik suvim bon ki'echad, ein milamdin. Now, we're going to question this tomorrow, but this is a good break point for us to stop, and here we'll conclude the shiur today.